ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So I was unexpectedly asked to speak. I actually thought Maharaj was going to be here. I heard he was going to be here, so unfortunately you guys got a substitute teacher today. So I pray to Srila Prabhupada and Kishore Kishori Gauranitai that they might inspire me to speak something to affect your heart so you can become closer to Krishna. We've been speaking like last week we spoke on book distribution, on preaching. Prabhupada would say that preaching is the essence because the whole movement is based on preaching. We get information from our spiritual master and we pass it on. And that's what this movement is about. But what I'd like to do is, instead of me just speaking, I like to read some things that Krishna says about sharing this knowledge and sharing this this love or this attachment that we develop with Krishna, with others. So this is out of the Bhagavad Gita. It's chapter 18, text 64. Krishna says, because you are my, she's speaking to Arjuna, because you are my dear friend, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. This confidential knowledge may not be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. For one who has explained the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come to me. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. And I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation worships me by his intelligence. And one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the planets where the pious dwell. So this is just a few verses out of the Bhagavad Gita. As you can see, the Bhagavad Gita is very vast and the knowledge is very vast. But here it kind of Krishna explains how what pleases him the most. Just like last week we spoke about distribution of books, and there's many ways you can do it. You can do it by yourself, or what you can do and sponsor, and someone else will distribute. And the mercy of Krishna is such that even if someone else does something, anything you do for Krishna, you get rewarded hundreds and thousands of times. So if you sponsor book distribution and somebody else distributes the books and they become devotee or they become attracted to Krishna, you will also get benefit from that. And this is the amazing thing of this process. This process is not a selfish process like the yogis. The yogis is kind of, it's more of a selfish process. They sit in meditation and they're concerned about purifying themselves and elevating themselves, whether it's to the heavenly planets or to the, you know, to get liberation. This process is pretty much the opposite. What we do is we become servants. What we do is we serve Krishna in a way by, instead of purifying ourselves, trying to purify ourselves directly, what we do is we distribute it and Krishna becomes pleased and he purifies us. So it's kind of it's a descending process, it's not an ascending process. Ascending process, it means you put out an effort and you elevate yourself, or you climb. It's like climbing a ladder. You purify yourself to a certain stage, and you go higher and higher and higher. And this is one way of elevating yourself. This process is very difficult in this age. It's almost impossible, because what happens is it takes time, so much austerity, and we're not very austere, at least I'm not. It takes so much effort to do that. With us, it's actually very simple. This process is easy, simple, and very effective. Like, I've seen a lot of religious... I used to go to this religious forum where different individuals from different religions would come and they would explain, you know, their faith and the process of advancement for them. And just listening to them, you can see how slow and how very difficult it must be, because these are very highly educated people, and when they speak, it's so shallow. Their understanding and their realization is very, very shallow. But someone who comes in contact with devotees or speaks even with devotees, even though he might not understand, he kind of speaks maybe artificially or something, but by speaking, he automatically speaks the absolute truth, and eventually Krishna becomes so pleased that he realizes what he is saying. When we were driving here, I was telling my wife about an example that Prabhupada gave. There was this little girl in the beginning. She was maybe 4 or 5 years old, very small. And what happened is she was speaking to someone. She said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada overheard this. And later on, Prabhupada was given a lecture, and he brought this up. He says that anybody can preach. Anybody can speak pure devotional service. And he says, even her name was Sarasvati. He said, even Sarasvati, she said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she said, she speaks absolute truth. So the absolute truth can be spoken by anybody, even though sometimes we don't have realization. Actually, I read this, one of the verses. It was either in the purport. I think it was in a purport. Where Prabhupada actually explained, he says, in the beginning, we don't have the realization, so we kind of love Krishna artificially, or superficially. The Prabhupada used the term superficially. So what we do is we kind of, in the beginning, we do this superficially, but by doing that service, and pleasing the devotees and pleasing Krishna, they give us blessings. So what happens is eventually it becomes a realization. And that's all we have to do, is whatever we were taught or our experiences, we just relate that to others. And that not only that it helps other people become perfect, but it helps us become perfect. So we kind of become like we just relate what we have heard. And here Krishna nicely explains. He explains that anybody that does this, explains this knowledge, or shares this knowledge with others, becomes very dear to him. And that's our purpose. We want to be dear to Krishna. We want to develop a relationship with Krishna. That's what this process means. This process doesn't mean that we advance ourselves and become great mystics, great yogis. And even that, you can actually achieve, you know, just by chanting Hare Krishna, by doing the, like in other ages, the austerities were severe. You had to do, you know, so much sacrifices, you know, fire sacrifices. You have to sacrifice eating, sleeping, so many things. In this age, it's difficult to do that. So Lord Chaitanya said, you know, just take this Hare Krishna mantra and you'll get the benefit of all the other yoga processes. So it's actually very simple. By chanting Hare Krishna, you end up getting these realizations. So I'm hoping, you know, by sharing some of these things with you, maybe I can get some realizations. And there's other aspects to it. I make it sound simple. I mean, there's other things like, you know, try not to be envious of devotees. Try to respect them properly. You know, the respect has to be there. So there are some aspects of it that have to be followed. But in general, you know, in the beginning, just by chanting Hare Krishna, everything else will come. The Maha Mantra is so powerful that, and the holy name is so purifying that you actually end up get in this realization, understanding Krishna. And more than that, you develop a relationship with Krishna. That's the most important. In the beginning, we do kind of ritualistically, you know, get up early, go to a program. We try to follow a strong sadhana. But eventually you start actually developing a relationship, a loving relationship with Krishna. And the amazing thing is, I just came from India. I spent some time in Vrindavan. And you can see that, you know, there's devotees that are, you know, they're not great mystics, but because of their service and because of their constantly meditating on Krishna, right? I mean, everywhere you go in Vrindavan, it's Radhe, Radhe. Everybody's worshiping Radharani. So what happens is by developing that relationship, you know, they actually end up falling in love. They fall in love with Radharani. And when they start getting these emotions, that even drives them more to devote themselves more. So we're hoping that, you know, we can also develop that. At least I'm hoping that you do that. So, you know, by devotees' blessings, so I'm asking your blessings. You bless me so I can do that. So usually what happens is I'm not used to publicly speaking, so, you know, but if somebody has some questions, if you have a questions, feel free to ask. You know, because the whole process of speaking the Bhagavad Gita came from questions. Arjuna had questions and he asked. You know, the Srimad Bhagavatam all started with questions. So if you have a question about anything, you know, I know some of the devotees, some are new, some have been here for a while. So any questions? I'm hoping. I said I'm not a very good speaker, so I guess I shut everybody down, right? Yes, sir. I can't. You have to speak louder.
On your recent trip to India, what was one of the most uplifting spiritual experiences that you had?
Going to India is always an experience. Each time you go, it's you end up experiencing something different. Probably one of the, I think the biggest realization that I've had, how easy it is to be Krishna conscious in India. I've come here and I've been here a week, 2 weeks, and it's just my mind is all messed up already. You know, I have to go to work, I have to, and it just... Just the whole idea of dealing with this every day, you know, it consumes so much of my consciousness, you know. In India, I didn't have anything to think about, just Krishna. So I would get up 2 o'clock, I chant my rounds, I go through the morning program, japa time, I chant more rounds. It's very easy, and that was probably one of the biggest realizations that I've had is I need to retire. You know, if I want to absorb myself in that same way. And here, when I came back, it was like, it's like getting hit with a brick. Oh, God, I got to do this. So when you start getting, maybe it's age, you know, maybe it's my age, I'm getting to that point. But one of the, you know, it's not that you can't do it here. Actually, you can do the same thing here. Because here, it's very difficult to do. But at the same time, because it's difficult, Krishna becomes even more pleased. See, it's not the place or it's the effort that you put in to develop a relationship. Just like when you were young, you know, when you wanted to please some girl, oh, I like this girl. I mean, we all had some experience of that. You know, you're constantly thinking, oh, let me buy her chocolate, let me take her out for dinner, let me do this, let me do that. Your mind was absorbed. You know, in her, pretty much. So what happens is, you know, and then when you went to work, you had to think of other things. So there was a distraction. So there was a disturbance. But at the same time, that made you even more attached to her. You couldn't wait to, you know, to you ended up spending some time with him. So Krishna consciousness is the same way. You're actually trying to develop a relationship or trying to develop, you're trying to love Krishna. So what happens, you do that the same way. So whether you do it here or you do it in India, it's just easier in India. It's so much easier to be Krishna conscious in India. One reason, you don't have to do anything else. You don't have to get up, go to work, you know, scrape ice off your windows, which I hate, you know, now that it's getting cold. It's nice and warm. So it was nice. I mean, it was very nice. And that's what we should look forward to, that total absorption. But here also, you can do that here. And that's the process. The process is not where, how, it's the effort that you put into it. You have to be anxious. You have to have that desire to have that relationship with Krishna. That's what we're all about. I mean, our process is to learn how the gopis. We have the process is to develop love for Krishna. The gopis weren't great scholars. They weren't scholars. They were just simple village girls. But they had the highest level of Krishna consciousness. Why? Because they were lusty girls and they wanted to be with Krishna. Krishna was beautiful, so they were attracted to him. And they developed the highest love for Krishna. And we're praying that we can do that. We can develop that great eagerness. You have to have the eagerness. Is it easier? Yes, it's easier. I love it there. I go there right now. You pay my ticket and pay my bills, I'll be gone. I'll come back when they throw me out. I love it there. But the thing that I'm trying to say is whether it's there or whether it's here or whether it's anywhere. This is very difficult. For me to get up here and speak is very difficult. I don't do it very often. I'm not used to it. You know, I mean, my level of realization is not very high, you know. But it's service. I was asked to do this. I'll surrender to it. Because Krishna says, for those that share this knowledge with others, they're the most dear to me. And that's what I want to be. I want to be dear to Krishna. And that's what I'm hoping you will pick up from this. That you will also become, all of you, become dear to Krishna. Become his friend. Become his devotee. Worship, bow down, chant. Chanting is the most important. I can't stress it enough. When I was in India, I stressed this constantly. I think the devotees got a little tired of hearing me, you know. But when you chant, I mean, chanting, what happens is you're in direct contact with Krishna because Krishna and his name are none different. But going to India was a wonderful time for me. Wonderful time. We went to different places. I associated with so many nice devotees. I went with the Russian devotees and the Kazakhstan devotees. And it gave me a whole different perspective. I mean, to see individuals, you know, I mean, we had a translator. So anytime somebody spoke, I had to translate. So at one point they asked me to speak, and I spoke a little bit, and there was a devotee that was translating, you know, and it was just a really nice realization. How so many different people from so many different walks of life, they can become Krishna conscious. You don't have to say anything fancy, just, you know, relate your realizations. So yeah, it was a real nice experience. Like I said, I love it there. Even the austerities, the traffic. How many of you have been to India? Lots of mothers have been to India. What happened to you guys? Come on. So many Matajis. I'm proud. I'm glad. Well, if you go to India, I remember when I first became a devotee, there was, you know, I was asking about India because I never got a chance to go. And one devotee told me, he says, if you want to see heaven and hell in one place, go to India. And I never understood till I went there. In a good way. This is a good way. I don't, you know, I'm not finding fault. It's like I said. But what happens, I'll give you an example. The first time I went to India, we got a cab. We came out of the airport, and one of the devotees got a cab, and everybody's piling in the cab, and nobody's getting, like we used to go shotgun. Everybody wanted to sit up front. Everybody wanted shotgun. Anybody hear this? Shotgun? The term shotgun? You'd get to sit up front. I mean, we used to almost wrestle for shotgun to sit up front. Well, that's what I was used to. Everybody's piling in. Nobody's getting in front. I'm going, wow, this is great. I went up front till we started, drove out of the airport, hit the streets, and I went, oh, my God. And then I realized why nobody wanted to come up front, why nobody wanted to sit in the front seat. When you go there, you will see. Sit in the back. But it's different. It's a different world. But the thing is there's austerities you go through. Like I would get up in the morning and even the temple wasn't open at that time because my schedule gets really messed up when I go to India. When I go to India, I sleep when I'm not supposed to. I'm awake when I'm not supposed to. My system just doesn't, takes a while to get used to. So I was getting up like midnight, 11 o'clock, midnight, 2 o'clock, and I would go, okay, I'm up. Might as well chant. So I would go get myself ready, and I would go hit the streets. Well, if you go out in the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning in India, the only thing that's there is cows walking around and dogs, if once in a while you see someone drive by and they beep their horn, what are you, nuts? What are you doing up? But it's, like I said, it's a different world. But eventually, at first I was like, oh my God, but eventually even became friends with the dogs out there. They would come around and they go, oh yeah, there's that white crazy guy, chanting his rounds early in the morning, So there's austerities, cars are different, traffic's, but what happens is there's another aspect of India, and, how do you survive India? The best way to survive when you go to India, especially Vrindavan, is humility. If you are humble, you survive, you'll be okay. And the realizations and the experiences you will have, it will be overwhelming, overwhelming. Krishna will get you. Somehow or other, he'll get every one of you. You guys, by associating, I don't mean to scare you, this is good. This is good. Because what happens is he'll get in your heart. And once he gets in your heart, when you start feeling that loving reciprocation, it's greater than anything you can ever experience. And trust me, I've done a lot of things. I think I probably have done every drug there is, and there's nothing like it. It's a wonderful feeling. You should go. With devotees, go with devotees. Any other questions, or should I keep going? Matajis? Devotees always ask me a lot of questions, but then when I come up here, nobody asks anything. Trust me, I'm more scared than you are. This is very difficult. It's not easy. It's not easy to speak like this. Please. What is the meaning of it?
And then yeah. Krishna. And then in the second verse, like, who is the wife of Balaram? Then the energy.
Ram. I heard two things. I heard that refers to Balaram, and I've heard it refers to Ramachandra. So,
is it that energy is Sita, or is it energy of Balaram's wife, or Radharani itself?
No, this doesn't refer to Balaram's wife. This is directly, it relates directly to Krishna, to Radha and Krishna. And even if it related to something else, I've heard different things, there's different people. I don't remember seeing anywhere where specifically Prabhupada would this explain that. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't have that kind of, I guess if you can read Sanskrit, you might be able to, I can't tell you details, and I'm not going to speculate on it. I can tell you one thing, that whether you chant Krishna or Rama, you get the same benefit. But the Hare Krishna mantra is specifically designed, you know. You see, it's like, you know, it's when Krishna says something, it's absolute. Everything in relation to Krishna is absolute. So when Lord Chaitanya came and he said, you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, he gave us a mantra to chant. So what happens, whether you understand it or don't understand it, if you chant that mantra and have faith, you will get all the benefits, and eventually you will understand. Maybe you can explain it to me. You know, I mean, I've been around a long time, and nobody really explained it to me. But I have faith. I have faith in a mantra. It's better than anything else. I've seen devotees make great advancement in short time. I've seen devotees. You have to understand. I became a devotee in 1970. You know, I went through my brahmachari time at that time. I've seen some crazy people. I've seen people come to the temple. I've seen kids come to the temple. They were, I mean, genuinely, you can. They were certified nuts. Between the drugs and everything else, and they were genuinely nuts. And what happened is the ones that would stay, they recover super fast. Eventually, you can talk to them. When they would walk in, they would babble stuff. You couldn't even understand what they were talking about. And if they stay with devotees, eventually, they just, like I said, they recover very, very fast. And you can talk to them normally. And other people, they would come and they go, come and go, come and go. And I've seen people do this all through the years. Eventually, they even become very, very nice devotees. They might even live outside, but they become very nice devotees. This process is very, very powerful. And the more you absorb yourself, four regular principles, no meat eating fish or eggs, no illicit sex life, no gambling, and no intoxication. These are like the pillars. Like if you're building, like right now we're building a temple in Mayapur. You've heard about this? Beautiful. I mean, it's going to be amazing. So, you know, you'll get a chance to see it. But what happens is you have to have a foundation. And this is a foundation to build the rest of your spiritual life on. Four regular principles and chanting 16 rounds, chanting Hare Krishna. And this is the whole basis of the rest of the movement. The rest of it will come if you have that strong foundation. And in the beginning, you have to develop that strong foundation. The rest of it will come. And the Hare Krishna mantra is a big part of that. Can't stress enough. You cannot preach if you don't understand. But what happens is by following this process, you will understand, and it will be easy to relate it to others. At least people that can speak nicely. There are some devotees that can speak so nicely. I heard lectures in India. It was mind-blowing. I said to you, oh my God, Krishna, when will you give me that ability so I can speak so nicely? Amazing. It's nice devotees. Yes, sir.
Prabhuji, could you share with us how and when you became Krishna conscious? That would be very nice.
I'm still trying. I'm still trying to be trying to be a real devotee. And I always say, actually, when I was in India, I ran into a lot of my God brothers, and I asked them the same thing: please bless me so I can become a real devotee, so I can become a genuine devotee. So to be a devotee, it'll probably take me a while, but. I came in contact with the movement in 19. I joined. I moved into the temple in 1973, and then kind of walked in blindly. You know, I didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. Previously, before that, I'll give you an example on how powerful this movement is, and how quickly you can get attracted to it. I guess I should say. I had a friend, and everything starts with sincerity of the heart. So somehow or other, I mean, I'm not going to go into detail because, you know, but what happened is somehow or other, I sincerely asked, I want to know the truth. I mean, I can explain it to you, but that's where it all started. It all starts with sincerity of the heart. Krishna doesn't care if you're a Christian, Hindu, Jew, that's material. It doesn't mean anything. You know, what happens is sincerity of the heart. If you are sincere, Krishna somehow or other will make arrangements to guide you to someone, or somehow you end up in the temple, even blindly. And that's kind of, you know. So somehow sincerely I want to know the truth. I actually wanted to know the truth because, like I said, I grew up very fast. I grew up very fast. By the time I was 18, Lord Almighty, I probably did a lot of things that people don't even do in their 20s and 30s. I grew up fast. I grew up on the streets pretty much, you know. I had a good family. I mean, my family was very nice, very strict. But I liked the streets. I mean, I was very independent, so I pretty much, you know. So anyway, but I wanted to know the truth because I did everything else. And I actually sat there and I thought, is this it? This is what people work so hard for, you know. And I said, I want to know the truth. Please, Lord, just I want to know the truth. And then what happened is within a half hour to 1 hour, I was in the park and I went to see a friend of mine and I rang the doorbell. He wasn't home. So I ended up sitting in the park. And that's when I was going, there's got to be more to life than this. And then what happened is a friend of mine was coming. He was walking through the park. And we went and rang the doorbell and my friend was there. So we went in there. I'm not going to tell you details of what we did. This was, you know, but what happened is at that point, we started talking about different things. And he had a Bhagavad Gita, and he says, oh, man, he says, check this out. You'll like this. You know, and at that time, my English was real bad. I mean, I came from Poland, so my English was bad. And this was I was in high school. I think it was my last year in high school. So what happened is I looked at it, and the first thing, and this isn't the original Bhagavad Gita, but it was, you know, it's Prabhupada, the old Prabhupada edition. I mean, now they're a little bit different. But what happened, I was looking at the picture, and I was thinking, wow, this is really cool. And I opened it up, and I tried reading it, and if you look at it, you know, the names and stuff are very difficult. We were talking about that, and my family was saying, you know, it'd be nice to read, but the names, like the Mahabharata, the names. So I started reading underneath the pictures. I looked at the pictures and I started reading it, and I could kind of relate what it said in the pictures. And after I did that, I said, oh my God, this makes sense. I said, this makes sense. I understood this. For some reason, it was very easy for me to understand. And then he saw that I was very excited, so he taught me how to chant. He said, oh, then you're like this. Showed me beads, he gave me beads, and he goes, this is how you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. And he taught me the mantra. And what happened is I lived in Skokie, if you know the area. He lived in Evanston, I lived in Skokie. So it's quite a ways, and usually I would hitchhike, you know. And that this time, when he taught me how to chant, I ended up walking home chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I was walking through the alleys trying to take shortcuts because it was quite a ways. At a certain point in that walk, it was like somebody took a big boulder of stress and anxiety and just dumped it off my back. And I was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And I couldn't not believe that you can actually feel something like that. And then when I got home, next morning, I got up real early, which was about 9 o'clock. That was early. And I didn't care if I got a ride or anything. I was hauling back. I was going to tell him how I felt. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm trucking. I'm going to his house. I went to his house, rang this doorbell. He opens the door. He had a shaved head and a sikka. And I went, whoa. And he told me, he says, I'm moving into the temple. He already was convinced he's going to move into the temple. So he asked me to walk with him. He said, you know, and so we grabbed the sleeping bag and stuff, and we walked. And actually, that was the first time I ever came in contact with devotees. So I walked in the temple. This was on Emerson Street in Evanston, the old YMCA. A lot of experiences there. Someday I might tell you some. But anyway, so we went to the temple, and one of the devotees greeted us and asked us if we want something to eat. We're like, yeah, you know, we always had the munchies, you know. I mean, at 18, you always have munchies. Shh. Quiet. And those that know, you know what munchies are. Marajis, you know what munchies are? See, Marajis are quiet. They're nice. See, they were nice. They were nice. You guys were, little rascals. Anyway, but, you know, then that's what happened. You get the munchies, you know, and certain things will make you have the munchies. So he gave me a plate of prasadam and was like, You know, it was sabji and some rice and stuff, and I'm eating, and he's preaching to me. Ta-da-da, and he's telling me, I'm going, yeah, sure. I was so wasted, I didn't know what he was talking about, you know. I didn't really care, you know, I was hungry. So I ate, you know, and I was sitting, and he goes, you like that? And I said, yeah, it's okay, you know. He says, how about this? And he gave me some halva. So I said, wow, this is good. He said, want some more? I said, yeah. So he came, when he came out, I mean, you couldn't put any more halava on this plate. I mean, it was a plate of halava. And he's preaching, I'm going, I was scuffing down the halava. I loved halava. I was in love. I didn't care about anything else. Right, give me some more halava. So after a while, we sat there, and it was like, he's still preaching. I'm going, I was too wasted. I couldn't understand what he was talking about. But and he said, if you can eat halava like that, he says, you're going to be a devotee. And I went, oh, no. He said, no. I said, him, yeah. You know, I pointed at my friend. He said, him, yeah. He said, and not me. I'm not shaving, no. You know, at that time, you know, we had hair. But the strange thing about it, he said, what happened? He said, you know what you do? He says, why don't you just try it? He said, the weekend's coming up. Come and stay the weekend. And if you can always leave, you know, Sunday after the feast, after the Sunday feast, you leave. Who will leave after the Sunday feast? There's no way. Monday came, we were still there. Tuesday came, we were still there. You know, and finally, one of the devotees said, hey, you know, if you guys are going to stay, then you got to follow the program. And we're like, what do we do? He says, well, you got to chant Hare Krishna. Oh, I already know how to do that. That's all right. Yeah, I like that, you know. And that's how I ended up. And after that, they were going, when are you guys leaving? Leaving. But after seeing the beauty of Kishore Kishori and Halava, how are you going to leave? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to get that? They're the most beautiful deities, so merciful. They took us in, they nurtured us. To this day, they always protect me. But like I said, it takes, you know, it's that eagerness has to be there. You have to be eager to love, to develop a loving relationship. And it's easy. Eat lots of halava, at least in the beginning. Later on, they were like, yes, Mata. Don't put me on the spot. Because I'll lie.
But how come he never mentioned Krishna's name in the Bible?
Directly, he never mentions it. I don't know. I mean, is it possible that he mentioned it? It's possible. Maybe they didn't understand. I don't know. I can only tell you what I understand about the Bible. I can understand what I understand about Christ. Christ was a pure devotee, and Prabhupada says this. And if you read, like, you have to understand, Bible is very thick. If you look at the Bible is very thick. It's not like the Bhagavad Gita, you know. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks. In the Bible, a lot of people speak, you know. But if you, like, some of the Bibles, like, I have a Bible at home, and in the Bible, whenever Christ would quote something, it would be in red. So I kind of, you know... You have to understand things in the proper perspective. His disciples were not spiritually advanced. Bless your soul. I'm not saying this to be critical. I mean, eventually they realized who he was. But it's a very similar situation. We didn't know who Prabhupada was. He was just a nice man that gave us halava. You know, I mean, I'm saying it lightly, but do you understand? I mean, who understood who Prabhupada was? But now if you read about pure devotees, who, you know, how they are and what the purpose are and that, you can see Prabhupada was a pure devotee. So what happened is Christ was also a pure devotee. And if you read what he quotes, there are none different than what's in the Vedas. There is no difference. The only thing is you know, they say you preach for time and circumstance. Like, I wasn't here earlier, so I don't know how many new people are here, you know. But what happens when somebody comes in and they're new, it's very difficult to sit here. I mean, I can, you know, tesham satatam yuktaram bhajata priti purvaktam. I can sit here and you know, wrap off some things, you know. But unless you explain it to them, they will not understand. But they understand the heart, and that's what Christ was trying to do. Christ was trying to change their heart and bring them to the point so they can actually become devotees like this. And that's the purpose of any. Why did Lord Shiva preach, you know, why did Lord, I'll give you a perfect example. Buddha came down, he said, non-violence. He said, forget the Vedas. But he was Krishna himself. And he said, forget the Vedas. Why? Because he was preparing them. So it's like, you have to, you know, spoon feed them. You spoon feed them till they make enough advancement so they can do that. Did he ever mention Krishna? I don't know. I don't remember ever hearing that. But when he was in India, he actually said, the king asked him, who are you? And he said, I am Mishaputra, means the son of God. He actually called himself the son of God. Originally, he called himself the son of God. So he understood who he was. And he said, I have come here to learn so I can preach to the Malechas. I believe that's the actual quote. I have come here to learn so I can preach to the Malechas. He was in India. He learned in India. He was actually a great mystic. That's why he could cure. He can walk on water. This is mysticism. So he was a great devotee. Why he didn't do that, we don't know. But what he did say is absolute. And if you follow what he says, the problem is people don't follow. This process is the same way. We say four regular principles, 16 rounds. That's all you have to do. But if you don't do that, what can you do? How are you going to understand? I say this, you've heard me say this to my parents. I mean, my family, I say it all the time. Yes, I'm not asking you to be a Hare Krishna, I'm asking you to be a Catholic. And what constitutes a Catholic? If you love me, you keep my commandments. What are those commandments? To keep the Ten Commandments. You will come to the realization, you will be here. If you have a sincere heart, you will come here. I guarantee this. This is a guarantee I base my life on. If you have a sincere heart and you really want to know Krishna, you will end up in a temple. Why? I don't know. But he gave them what they needed for that time. And they still crucified him. That's how big of rascals they were. And his disciples, oh, I don't know him. It was a very tragic. I mean, you have to, an individual that can sacrifice their life for propagating God consciousness for a time and circumstance, they preach for time and circumstance. Anybody that sacrifices their life for Krishna, for God, is the greatest of individuals, because it's one of the hardest things to do. It's easy to do other things. But when it comes down to it, when the time of death comes, you're going to have to surrender. And that's what it boils down to. This process is to develop a relationship that when the time of death comes, it's a very difficult time. Very difficult time. So you can remember Krishna. And what's the best way to remember is love, a relationship. I mean, if I have no attachment, you know, it's like this. I can give a lecture and go home, or who cares? But if I get close and I develop a relationship with any individuals, you know, anybody, then what happens is, you know, how much nicer it is. They'll feel obligated. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to develop that relationship. You can become Krishna conscious by being a good Christian, being a good Catholic. But when you start becoming Krishna conscious, you're going to be here. Because what happens is, like graduating out of grammar school and going into high school, and then you go into pre-graduate study. You know, I mean, this, you have to understand, this is a very high level of God consciousness. There is no other process that will take you from total ignorance to actually developing a relationship, a loving relationship with God. They will go sentiment. You have sentiment, but not this level. There is no other process that will take you to this point. Look at me. I can tell you some of the stuff I used to do. Well, how did I end up here? Who knows? Krishna's causeless mercy. And what happened? I actually like Krishna. Halava. Whatever it is, but I like Krishna. I might not be much of a devotee. I like Krishna. You can do whatever you want. I'll never give this up. I don't know how much time I have, but if you keep asking them questions, they won't say anything. Right? How long do we have? A few more, but Mataji, please go.
Sannyasis around here, they're coming in USA from India. How many sannyasis are in ISKCON? Probably more than 50, 100?
There's sannyasis in different countries I've never met. There was a lot. There was a lot. There was a lot of nice devotees in ISKCON, a lot of nice devotees.
Well, what I see is like we need some more sannyasi coming in here in this temple or in Chicagoland, or because they go more on like New Jersey side or some other part of country.
Yeah, there is
in the last 3-4 years, I haven't seen so many sannyasis. They used to come here a lot. And because of the sannyasis, you develop the Krishna consciousness more by hearing them from different angles and different perspectives also, you know. Mm-hmm. That has given Prabhupada. So if there are several sannyasis coming here every month, every other quarter months, people will love it. And people will join the Hare Krishna movement a lot faster, I guess.
I agree.
So we need more sannyasi coming in here in this temple also.
There is I hate to use this term, but what happens is because we have zones, you know, originally there was no zone. It was Prabhupada's movement and it was ISKCON. What happened is now they kind of sectioned it off and that, and it's is it possible it could be politics that they're encroaching? They feel like they would encroach on someone. Maybe. I don't really know. I don't really know an answer. I'm not involved in ISKCON, in management or anything. I don't really know. I know you go to India, you see a lot of sannyasis.
Yeah, a lot of sannyasis are there. Because I develop my Krishna consciousness here by hearing different all sannyasis, like, you know, from different countries also. They come from like Brazil, also from Mexico, and several countries they were coming here. I heard them, and I like it. They, you know, this is great. Because I heard most of the sannyasis at that time.
I agree with you. The more association.
More associations of sannyasis sometimes, rather than, you know, the devotees from here also.
I agree. I think that should be stressed and, you know, encourage others to stress that, and maybe things will change. Maybe we'll open up more doors. I agree with you. I love Devotees Association. I mean, I love the association of my God brothers. When I retire, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go hang out with one. He gets tired of me, I'll go hang out with another. I love their association. They actually, I mean, just to listen to them and they say it, even touching a devotee's body is you know, beneficial. So many things. I agree with you. I agree. We should open up the borders. I agree 100%. Why, like I said, I'm not involved in ISKCON that much, other than, you know, I had the good fortune to be Prabhupada's disciple, so they asked me to speak sometime. But I'm a householder. I'm still taking care of my family. You know, so I'm not so much involved. But I agree with you 100%, and I would encourage everybody else to actually encourage that, more openness and more association. I agree. Mataji's, nobody asked Mataji's? Hang on a second, because It's very difficult to hear.
We love to hear from sannyasis, of course. Their influence is it's really important and it's very nice. But when a family man like you, who we see coming with your wife and children, and then you speak out, then we feel more connected. That even we can do, even we can do it. And the devotion, like you feel connected that way. Sannyasis are there, it seems that they are above, their devotion and their sacrifice is much more than us. So to reach that level, it's quite hard. You need a lot of work. But to see someone from your status that way, it's much more influential, I think so.
Yes, you should have variety. The thing is, you know, the position of an individual has nothing to do with becoming Krishna conscious. There are sannyasis that fell down. Some of my god brothers fell down. Some of the gurus fell down. So what happens is, I mean, Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me one time, we were talking about this. I said, God, you know, my god brothers are falling down. I said, you know, and he says, remember this, the higher you climb, the harder you fall. You know, it's like that. Krishna consciousness is, you know, it doesn't matter the position, it's a matter of a heart. I can't stress that enough. What happens is, you know, it's you developing a loving relationship with someone else. Now, it's difficult to develop a loving relationship with Krishna directly because Krishna is not directly here. So we have a spiritual master, we have a representative that gives us and teaches us how to do that. But the reality is eventually you're on your own and you develop that relationship with Krishna. So, you know, the whole material aspect of it is it's secondary. It doesn't matter. Your eagerness to develop a loving relationship with Krishna, that's what matters. And that's householder, brahmachari, sannyasi, yogi in the mountains, you know, eventually, you know, that's what we want to develop. We want to develop that loving relationship just like the gopis had with Krishna, that eagerness to be with him. We wash dishes. When I'm at work, I try all the time. They allow me to wear earplugs. I put my headphones in and I listen to lectures and stuff, you know. So the more you absorb yourself in it, the faster Krishna, you develop that loving relationship. You want to become attached. When you come in here, you want to be attached to Krishna and through the deities. This is all facilities to develop a loving relationship, just like you develop a loving relationship with your husband, with your children. That's what we're striving for. So I think I better stop before I get chased out. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Krishna, thank you.
Very inspiring class, Maharaj. It's really beautiful. Even though you started with nothing but you spoke, very inspiring to me and all people.
Thank you. I'm glad you
can. I never heard you speaking like this.
I'm just gonna... I just do the same thing that I always do.
Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare, Krishna Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Oh Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So to play from 7:30 to 8, so it's 10 minutes till 7:30, so what do you want to do? Well, it's 10 minutes till 7:30, so what do you want to do?
Oh, no, but we can go as long as you want.
No, I'm not gonna in charge.
He asked me that.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, there's a silver Honda Accord parked directly behind the temple. The license plate is N171410. If that's your car, can you please move it? There's a lot of people being blocked. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare